Hi and praise God. I hope you're doing well. It's a beautiful Sunday, and it's not normal for me to record after church because I'm always pretty exhausted. But today I just felt during the sermon that I should just share this one because I can't keep it for myself. So I'm going to read through the book of 1 Corinthians from our sermon today about hope. 1 Corinthians from chapter 1 from verse 26 to 31, and it says, "Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God, who chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord." Today, I just came to boast of God's goodness, because you know, sometimes you ever looked at yourself and wonder why God would choose you to serve him in whatever capacity. And I'm reminded that God qualifies the uncalled. And this reminds me and speaks to me of hope and of restoration, and that God is a God of restoration. In this season, it's been heavy for me, completely heavy. And today I went to church. I was quite pretty low, and I just, you ever just went before God and sometimes you don't know what to tell him, but I just found myself saying thank you, because you ever felt so heavy that you don't know what to tell God, but you're like, God, if you allowed this to happen, like my past of this for this season has been, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Because sometimes our faith is really tested in the moment, in storms, and most of us pray away storms. I remember I was leading our midweek prayer service this week, and I was just asking people to be grateful. I just felt like sometimes we ask God too much. You're always asking and asking, but do we, like the one leper out of the 10, remember to go and say thank you? And thank you does not mean you say thank you when things are good. It could mean saying thank you when things are just not adding up, when things seem like they're crashing. But in those moments, let me tell you, you see God come through, because you know it's the beauty of having God take care of you. Because when you got things handled by yourself, you won't see much of what God is doing. But when you just like reach rock bottom and you just need Jesus to come through for you. And I remember, I think sometime this week, I was just crying, because I think when you walk with God and you see how far he has brought you, and you see what you have gone through, but God has held you and kept you and preserved you through the fact that you don't even smell like smoke. And in this week, I've just been in a place of gratitude, not because my surroundings are okay and not because things are going good for me, but because I choose to trust him even when it's so hard to, when whatever my, like the promises, you know, when, like, I don't know how David felt in the pasture, I don't know, but I'm sure he felt some type of, I don't know how Joseph felt when he was in prison, I don't know how Moses felt when he ran away, knowing too well what God had called him, God has called you for, but there's a season of wilderness you have to go through. Today a friend of mine was sharing of that David was in the cave with his soldiers for a while, and that sometimes God will set you at a particular place because he's trying to birth something out of you. And my attitude towards tough times and challenging moments has come to change, because I have learned to see God and be grateful for those moments. There's this verse where Paul says, but I'm not wrong, that, and so I boast in my weakness, because in my weakness then God's strength is made perfect. And there's a beauty when we experience valleys. There's a beauty in valleys. They're painful, but there's something they do to your faith they grow your faith. They help you see things from a different perspective. They help you appreciate the things that to you might seem common. And I realize that God speaks, I tend to listen to God more because his voice becomes louder. And I think sometimes most of us would run away from God instead of going closer to him at such times. But let me tell you, when things don't seem like they're going your way or going the way you think they should, it's the time to move into God and ask him, God, what lesson are you trying to teach me right now? In this stretching, what are you trying to build in me? Because most of us just take it on the negative end and forget to learn the lesson. So I don't know if there's someone like me who needs hope in this season. Somebody who feels like uncertain, confused sometimes. Because sometimes God will ask you to take a step and you're like, aish, nitaweza aje, like, you know, in your own strength. But there's beauty in faith, because faith helps you to believe the impossible, believe for the unknown. As long as God is leading you, he will take care of it. And so, yo, I don't know, but I'm grateful for where I am right now. I'm grateful amidst the hopelessness kidogo. I'm hopeful. And I'm like, God, help my unbelief. Because sometimes you are scared of God that can ask you. Like, you know, when God asked Abraham to get out from his father's house, it was a place of comfort for him into a land that was unknown. Sometimes God will ask you to trust him with things that are so huge and you've never done them before. And you're like, so what happens to me? And I want to remind that God sometimes would call you to places to just see how much you trust him and how much you're willing to just let go and trust his leading. And like I read for you guys, that God is awesome. The way he just speaks people that you sometimes you may think, I kwani aje, but God favors and he chooses the foolish things of the world, and he chooses the weak things, and he chooses the lowly things and the despised things, and the things that are not, to identify the things that are, that we should boast in Jesus and not boast in our own strength, and we should hope in Jesus and not hope in our own strength. Because I think most times our challenges and whatever we experience are there to deal with our level of self, belief in ourselves, I mean, and also maybe an issue of pride, because God wants us to trust him and be humble enough to what he's saying and doing in our life. So I hope that this helps somebody. And let me just pray with you in this moment. God, we come before you this afternoon and we just say thank you so much for your love, and for whoever is listening in, whoever you sent me to share with and to encourage at this time, that God, you are faithful, that even when things don't seem like they're adding up, in such moments draw us to you, and may we seek you more than ever, because you are a God who works in different ways, not the ways of men, but you have your own way of doing things in our lives. And God, I pray that you will encourage them, encourage their hearts, that you would heal them in this moment, that you would help them hold their hands, and may they have the assurance that you are there with them. And may you send angels to guard them in all their ways, and to strengthen them and be there for them and be all that they need even in this season. And may they know that you love them and you care for them and that you are fighting for them, and may their hope and their faith be rested in you. Amen. And so before I finish, there's a verse that popped up for me this week. I don't know, but sometimes I could just be chilling and then a verse comes up. Sometimes God will give me a verse in a dream because I don't know, yeah. But so this verse from Exodus 23 verse 20, it says that, see, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guide you along the path and to bring you to a place I have prepared. That verse was mine, but I don't know, it could be yours. So depending on how God reveals it to you, let me read it again. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guide you along the path and to bring you to a place I have prepared. That he is promising abundance, he's promising provision, he's promising protection, he's promising that he is there with you, and he has sent people, destiny helpers, and all that you need to go ahead of you and to help you along that path,
because he has something prepared for you, and you need to be bold enough to step into it. So have a blessed day, and God bless you. Bye.